meet his friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mor and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu. This is going to be based on the Sefer Zahav Mordechai of Hagon or Mordechai Oliphant, Zichrono Livracha, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Itri. Hopefully, at the end, I'd like to tell a story from his Zichronos. But first, the Divrei Torah. It says in the Sifri on the Pasuk, Ish ki yedor nedel Hashem o yishema shuwa la sari sara al nafsho lo yachel dvro kuchole yatzei mi pi b'yaseh. When a person makes a neder or shvua, when he's not allowed to violate his words, everything he says he should do. It says in the Sifri, davar achel lesar yisra al nafsho lo menemar lefishu omer kuchole yatzei mi pi b'yaseh in le'el shot zbi pi ki b'lov b'neder b'shvua minayi in tamad lomer lesar yisra al nafsho. So we see from the Sifri that even if you're makabel, this is only, we said, kecholayot to me piv, if you're motzi me piv. But let's say you weren't motzi me piv, and we said, sorry, sir, al nafsho, that even if you're not motzi me piv, it's still a mechayev you. That's what the Sifri says. We learn that it has to be dafka mipiv, but then lasori sol nafsho even not befiv. However, in Shavuos nafcha vav and beis, Amar Shmuel Gomer believer tzor shiosi b'tzvas, which never levante b'tzvasayim. So in Gemara in Shavuos nafcha vav and beis, Shmuel says that if you think it in your heart, you have to verbalize it also, and it's not like the Sifri. The mashmos of the Sifri is that you don't have to be motzi mipiv. Slachor astira. In the Malbim and in Sifri de Beirav or Rav David Pardo, they explain the Sifri, like Rav Sheshis explains the Liber de Shmuel. The Brisa says, "Bisvasayim v'lo b'leiv, gamar b'libo minayin, tamid lomar l'cholei sheyevate adam." Dachi gamar bisvasayim v'lo shegamar b'libo lahotzi pas chitin v'hotzi pas seorin, gamar b'libo lahotzi pos chitin v'hotzi pas stam minayin, tamid lomar l'cholei sheyevate adam. And that's also what the Sifri means, kibel olav. In other words, what's the pshat? The pshat is that he was makabel olav lesor al atzmo pas chitim. He meant to say pas chitim, and he said pas stam. Then we go after Machsheves Halev that he asered paschitim. So in other words, they're not mefarish the Sifri that stam nedarim belev count, but rather what Sfasayim means that if it doesn't count if he said pas, if he wanted to say paschitim and he said pas seorim, but if he wanted to say paschitim and then he said pas stam, so there we say l'chol asher yivate adam. That counts. So that's maybe what the Sifri means when it says that you could do it belave. It doesn't say mafurish belave, but it says Ein li'el shehotzi mipiv. How do we know if he's makabel neder b'shvua? It's mashma even not befiv. And then Talmud Lomar la'sar Yisrael nafsho even not befiv. So the Zachronim want to learn pshat that it means that he didn't just think it in his heart. He said pas, and in his heart he thought pas chitim. So this is a very schwer explanation, because Bishlam in the Braisa it says L'chol asher yivatei adam. So you can say K'rev Sheshes that al kol panim we require bitui sfasayim L'chol asher yivatei adam, anything he expresses. So there has to be some sort of bitui sfasayim, some sort of expression. But in the Sifri it doesn't say at all that we require sheyotzi mipiv l'asher neder b'shavua. The pasuk just says L'asher yisrael nafsho, so it's mashma is mekabel b'leib. So this explanation, the achronim is schwer. Also Shver, what was Shmuel Machadesh that he has to be Motzi B'Sfasov? Shmuel says in Shavuos that we quoted, Gamar B'Libo Tzarech Shosh B'Sfasov. What's Shmuel's Chiddush that he has to be Motzi B'Sfasov? Right, Mishnayas Mufurashus and Bereish Nedarim Bereish Nazir that call Kinyun Nedarim Kinedarim Mishvuos Kishvuos Kinezirus Kinezirus. So if it's enough that he can be Gamar B'Leiv, so why do we need the din of Kinuyim? Kinuyim are when you don't say the proper Lashon. You say like alternative lashonos, nicknames, not the proper language that people use. So it's telling you chiddush that even kinuyim are good. But if it's good, if it works mitzad kabbalah b'lev, you don't even need the kinuy. It's enough to just think it. And therefore it's pashat that you have to be motzi b'fiv, and therefore at least it has to be a kinui. That's the chiddush, that a kinui works. But it's pashat that it doesn't work, and memela, Shmuel's not telling us a chiddush. And it's also shver in the sifri. It's mashmah that you don't need to be motzi b'fiv. From the fact that we require din kinuyim, it's muchach that you have to be motzi b'fiv. For amad b'zeh alavush b'simen reish yud sif aleph ayin shem shekosav, that we don't learn that you have to be motzi b'svasav from the pasuk v'chol yotze mipiv yaseh, because this pasuk is coming to teach us about yados nedarim, that you can even have yados, which is only a partial lashon and a kinui. And if not for the pasuk of Latif Sisayim, you would say that yados and kinuyim are talking about where here's gomer belibo lahotzi mipiv lashonos elu afal pisha lahotzi, and therefore it says levatev is fasayim that you have to actually be motzi these lashonos befiv. But we have to understand this lavush dvar of tzrichim iyun gadol, because bepashtus on kabbalah belev it's not shayich klal the din of yados for kinuyim. Because he wants to answer this on himself. So what do we care what lashon he intended to be motzi mipiv? Even if he was miskaven lahotzi lashon she'eino lashon kinuyim klal, it should be a neder machmas kabbalasa beliva. So what's pshat that if not for the pasuk levatev is fasayim, you would think that the pasuk is telling us that you can have yados and kinuyim belev, and that counts. On kabbalah belev, it's not shaykh din yados for kinuyim. He wanted to ask her something, so who cares what lashon he intended to say? That's a very shver gisha of the levush. Now Tosfos and Nazir Daf Beis Amud Aleph Dibur Maskil Nazir asked, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds in the Darm Daf Yud Amud Aleph, that Kinuyim is Lashon Umos, it's the language of the nations. So why does, if that's true, if it's Gentile languages, foreign languages, so why does it say in the Mishnah only three Lashonos of Kinuyim: Nezik, Neziach, and Peziach? In all 70 languages, if you're Makabal of Naziris, Bechav Ne'el Lashonos, Chayel Alei Naziris, so why does the Dafki use these Lashonos? So, Enferd, Teisvis, Yishlomer, Dehachina, Enachinami, Degam Bishar Lashonos, Im Makiram, Umevinam, Umiskabin, the Kabal of Naziris, Havei Nazir. Aval, Mehani, Lishni, Demasnisin, Ki Amru Nazir, Bechav Ne'el Lashonos, Elu, Chalalu, Chayel Alei Naziris, Nami, Kien Miskabin. So he says that Tosfos says that other lashonos, if you know those lashonos and you're miskaven the kabbalah of naziris, you're a nazir. So what's unique about these lashonos, nezik, neziach, and peziach? So if you use one of these three lashonos, you get naziris even if you're not miskaven, because that's more similar to the lashon Torah than the other lashonos. Mevur medivrei Tosfos, to be lashon hakodesh. The person's a nazir even though he's not miskaven believe klal a kabbal of naziris, and only if he's nazir b'shar lashonos we require shiyakir halashon v'yiskaven the kabbal all of naziris. Wow, this is a big chiddush, that only when you're nazir, only when you and other lashonos you have to know the language and you have to have kavana. But in the, if you use lashon Torah or lashon of the Mishnah, the three kinuyim, you don't need to have kavana. It's mashma that the Iker Chalos Neder is al yidei haGomer Beliba. Gomer Beliba Tzarech Lotzi B'Svasav. But it's mashma the Iker is Gomer Beliba. You just also have to be Motzi B'Svasav. But to say that if your Leiv wasn't into it and you were just Motzi B'Svasav, that you're a Nazir, this is a Groisa Chiddush. Hard to say. Aval azoy shteitn toisvis. Chiddush gadol meod. In the Yerushalmi, the beginning of Nazir, it says fakert. Then the Mishnah asks, Chol kinyan naziris, kinaziris man and kainan. What are we talking about? Im miskavin lizar afil armik shazir pasei nazir nazir. Im shenu miskavin lizar afal gav shahotzi naziris mipiv lo yehi nazir. So it's as if a person intends to be a nazir. If he has kavana lizor, if he said that his kavana was to be makabel naziris, so why dafka kinuyim? Why does the Mishnah say dafka kinuyim? Afilu amar she'askir pas, hey nazir, nazir. In other words, even if he said, if I mention pas, I'm going to be a nazir, he's a nazir. Why dafka kinuyim? Even if he says pas, he can also be a nazir, which has nothing to do with naziris. Im b'she'enu miskavin lizor, and if he said that he didn't have kavana to be a nazir, and that he was motzi mipiv, it was stam adib, or afogav shotzi naziris mipiv, lo yehi nazir. Even if it was motzi naziris mipiv, he's not a nazir, because he wasn't miskavin. So if he says nazir and he didn't mean it in his heart, it's garnished. Kachi mayakoyre b'toyra, v'hiskir nazir nazik. If a person's reading the Torah, and he starts saying these lashonos, nazir, nazik, what, is he going to be a nazir? So what's the teretz of the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi is metaretz. Ela, kinan kaimin, kan midubar, beomer achad mikol hashonos halalu nazarti. He was nadar be'echad me'al hashonos shebe'mishnah. Im tofes echad mehen naziris, tochol of naziris. Vim lav lo tochol of naziris. Amar lo shmor v'shamata. So the Mishnah is coming to teach us that if he said one of these lashonos, they have a lashon of naziris. Person said that I was nozer, I was mekabel neder naziris, in one of these lashonos. And he said that if Naziris is Tofes, one of these Lashonos, then Naziris should be Chal. And if not, Naziris shouldn't be Chal. And the Mishnah is teaching us that it is Naziris. And we tell him, you got to keep Naziris. So he's Makabal of Naziris, im mashmos Lashon Zeh, is Lashon Naziris. The Yerushalmi asked a similar kasha to Tosfos. Shami wanted to know what was special about the kinuyim, lashon kinuyim in the Mishnah. Why dafka these lashonos? And the Yerushalmi's answer is that you need kabbalah b'lev. He said if one of these lashonos are tofes, then it should count. But they give a different teretz in the Yerushalmi than Tosis gave. Tosis teretz was that these lashonos, even if you don't have kabbalah, if you don't have kabbalah b'lev. But you see the Yerushalmi holds that you do need Kabbalah B'lev. Kfar Amad B'zeh, Harav Mibrisk, B'kisvei HaGriz, the beginning of Nazir, and Tosis Dibra Maschil Nazir. In Nedarim, Dav Beis Amar Aleph, Tosis answered their kasha B'Signon Achir. Tosis says, V'Omeri, V'adim Yekel Lashonim Yehi Neder, Tosfos says that if it's kilashonam, if it's in their language, then they understand it's a neder, it's naziris. And those of the Mishnah, even if they don't understand this Lashon, it's a neder. Ayin Sham and Tosfos. So we can say the Pshat and Tosfos is as follows. Shezev Vadai, that even B'Lashon HaKodesh, you require Kabbalah B'Lev. And the Chilik between Lashon HaKodesh and other Lashonos is only B'Hilchos Lashon, just like we find by Kriya Shema. That if somebody reads Kriya Shema, B'Lashon HaKodesh, Yatza, even though, And if you read in other Lashonos, you're Yotze only when you understand the Lashon. And so too, when you're Noder in Lashon HaKodesh, you're one of the Kinuim of the Mishnah. The Neder is Chal, even though you don't understand what you're saying. You just know that you're making a Neder of Naziris, but you don't know what this word means. When you're Noder B'Shar Lashonos, you have to understand this language. And the reason is, as is Mefursim Eld, that Lashon HaKodesh is Bechefza Lashon. It's inherently, there's an inherent connection between the words and what they denote. And therefore it counts even if you don't understand what you're saying. Therefore you say Kriya Shema, it counts if you don't understand what you're saying. But if you say Kriya Shema in another language and you don't understand, other languages aren't Lashonos Be'etzim. We say the word table. There's no connection between the word table and a table. That's just the sound we make in order to know that we mean table. But there's no inherent connection, whereas in Lashon HaKodesh, a Shulchan, what a Shin means and what a Lamin means and what a Ches means and what a Nun means, all together, that denotes the deeper essence the Mekubalim teach of a table. That's a Shulchan. So when you say in Lashon HaKodesh, or one of the Kinuyim, since that's a Be'etzem connected, so Memela, you don't have to understand. But if you're doing it in your own language, you have to say Akopanim, you need Kabbalah Belev. And on this, the Briska Rav asked that by Nedarim and Aziris, there's no Din Lashon. You just need a Dibur Sheyotze B'Sfas of Mashachoshe B'Li, but by Kriyashma, it's Din Lashon. By Nedarim and Aziris, there should be no Din Lashon. You just need a Dibur, you should be Motze B'Sfas of what Yechoshe B'Li. So what's the Chilak if it's Lashon HaKodesh or Shai Lashonos? How can you make a distinction? That distinction only works if we're talking about something that requires a Lashon. Like the Kash in the Yerushalmi. Even if a guy says pas, he's a nazir. So even if you're speaking a different language and you're miskaving with these words to be makabel naziris, it should count. So this chilik of Tosis is shver. So we anachnu yesh lanu kama v'chama kushiyot shekshenu po from Harav Alifant. And in the next shir, Birtzos Hashem Darkenu, I would like very much to get to the teretz of these kashas and see Rav Elefant's Mahalach. But now I would like to tell a story from the Zichronos of Rav Elefant. Rav Elefant was not zochet to have children, so it's a special schus to learn his Torah that his children aren't able to learn because he wasn't Zohar to have. So we, being his Talmidim, either those who were Zohar directly, those who weren't Zohar through his Svarim, like myself, who wasn't Zohar directly, so at least to learn his Svarim. So in his Zichronos, in his memoirs, he tells an amazing story about the Pope, Pope John Paul, who was the Pope when I was growing up. He seemed like a gentleman with a big white yarmulke. Not every pope has been so friendly to the Jews. So this is what Harav Elefant relates. I have a Talmud in Yeshiva named Yigal Levi. He's a beautiful boy with a face like an angel's, a pure soul. His father is the biggest psychiatrist in Rome and the head of the Orthodox community. The Italians are a beautiful people. Italian Jews have their own unique nusach and tefillah. Yigal wanted to go to university to learn psychiatry like his father, but I didn't let him. Professor Gavriel Levy loves me. He's a man who's dying to learn Torah, and I gave him a great idea. He didn't have a strong background in Gemara, but he sensed the depth that was there, and he wanted to be able to get at it himself. I advised him to study one piece of the Briska Rav Sefer on the Rambam every day. So here we had just now, we were learning Rav Elefant's Torah, and he brought a few kashas from the Briska Rav. He's been grateful to me ever since. Professor Levy learned the works of the Briska Rav with another guy, a cardiologist named Gianfranco. He used to be the physician of the chief rabbi of Rome, Rabbi Toaf. Gianfranco wrote a book on the implements used in the Beis HaMikdash. Just recently he wrote another book on the kashrus of animals. I don't schnorr, I don't directly ask for money, so people like to make cocktail parties for me. By the way, Rav Elefant, besides being a big gaon in learning, he was a character. So keep that in mind as the background for this story, and maybe others I will tell in future shiurim. One day when I was in Rome, Gavriel Levi said he'd make a reception for me. This was about 5 or 6 years ago. He made the affair, and all the important Jewish personalities in Rome were there. One of them was a white-haired, aristocratic gentleman named Professor Sabin, who taught mathematics at the local university. He's the official head of the Jewish community, not a religious man. We had a couple of drinks, and he told me that I should get to know the Pope, because he's an interesting guy. He said that the Pope saved a Jewish child during the Holocaust. I didn't believe it. He went on and said that he met the Pope once or twice, and the Pope's best friend was a Jew named Biegelo. Biegelo. He wrote a book called My Friend the Pope, or something like that. One day I was walking in the Jewish ghetto of Rome with Professor Lev, and we bumped into Biegelo. He's a Polish Jew who speaks a perfect Yiddish. This guy Biegelo is the Pope's age. The Pope's mother was a governess for the Biegelos, a wealthy Jewish family. So Biegelo and the Pope grew up together. When the Pope became cardinal, he saved this guy. And then Rav Elefant writes, before this was published, that has to be clarified. John Paul is very centrist, not a reactionary like Pacelli, like Pope Pius. He's a lot of guilt over the Catholic role in the Holocaust. Biegelo sees the Pope every day. John Paul made a move to Rome so they can keep up their friendship. We're in a hurry, and so is Biegelo. Levi promised me we'd get together again, but I never went back. I'd love to sit down with him. I have tremendous interest in these things, and I'd like to get to know him. I flew to New York after that, and I stayed with a cousin of mine, Gitti Schoenberger. She's a charming girl, very high class, who lives in Kew Gardens, and has a home like you never saw in your life. The kind of place I'd like for myself. I love to stay there. It's like going back to my childhood. She makes food, you could go crazy. It's like my home away from home, and I spend Shabbos there like I always do. After the chillant, and it was good, I asked her to give me a book. I didn't want to learn Torah, because if I did that, I wouldn't fall asleep. Hear of Elephant? If I would learn Torah, then I wouldn't fall asleep. But after the chillant and beer and whiskey, I wanted to go to sleep. So I asked for a book. She gave me Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust by Yaffa Eliach. The book was just what I needed at the time. Little stories, nothing intellectual. Hashem had me open the book to page 142. There was a story there about a religious woman from Krakow who waited many years before she had a child. Her husband was sent to the camps towards the beginning of the war, and she felt she would go too. She had a Catholic friend or dressmaker who didn't have a child. She went to this friend and asked her to take the child with the understanding that if she came back, she would take her child back. In case she didn't come back, she gave the dressmaker envelopes to give to cousins in Montreal and in Washington. The dressmaker took the child. The Jewish woman got a crucifix and had the dressmaker hold it while swearing that she would do as agreed. This Catholic woman's going to swear on the crucifix she's going to do it. As often happened in these situations, the Catholic got attached to the child. She had promised she wouldn't take him to church, but she did anyway. After the war, she saw no one was coming back. She was dying to adopt the kid and baptize him. But she was a nice lady, and her conscience bothered her. So she went to a priest. The priest was none other than our friend, the Pope. She asked him what the right thing to do was. He told her not to keep the child. It's morally wrong. So she sent him to Washington. The family he wound up with is religious. I know them. I read the story and I was enchanted. If I remember correctly, he became a doctor in Brooklyn, a dentist. That's my own parenthetical addition. I read this story and I was enchanted. It was the exact story Professor Sabin had told me in Rome, down to the last detail. There was one point there that Sabin hadn't told me. The Blujava Rebbe was a very charming man. He survived the camps and lived to be about 100. I saw him once or twice. At the end of the story, it says that the Blujava Rebbe said that the Pope was privileged to become Pope because of this story. Parenthetically, I'm just adding my own, when I was a little boy, I read the book Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust, and it was a book that had more influence on me than almost any book I read in my childhood, if not more than any book, any non-Torah book I read in my childhood, canonized Gemara or Chumash, something like that. But it made a tremendous roshim on me, this book. And this story I remember very well. And I even remember the Blujava Rebbe. I remember at the end it said that, and that's Chus, he was Zoche to be the Pope. That was the Vort. I remember saying at the end of the story, I didn't remember the Blujava Rebbe, but she always quotes in the book the Blujava Rebbe. I made up my mind that I had to meet Pope John Paul. Now, as background, Rav Elefant had connections with everybody. So if he wants to meet the Pope, he'll get to meet the Pope. I had to figure out how to get to him. Guido Andreotti was Prime Minister of Italy for decades. He's a very smart man. Kissinger wrote that he's the greatest statesman in the world. He's a good friend of mine. I got to know him through Raffaello Fella. Andreotti is a very religious Catholic. Next time I was in Rome, I asked him to arrange an audience with the Pope for me. The Pope was going to South America that day, but Andrietto still managed to pull it off. That was extraordinary. With all the protocol and red tape, it usually takes 6 months. I knew that the Pope had a strong interest in things Jewish. John Paul was the first Pope to visit a shul in Rome, the first ever. I saw a video of it. It was Yom HaShoah when he went. They chanted the service in the beautiful melodies of the Italian liturgy. John Paul was so moved that he asked the rabbi if he could kiss the Torah. The rabbi should have known better, but he said, "Sure you can." The congregation sang Ani Mamin, and John Paul actually sang along with them. I had a present prepared for him. I had the story about him from Eliach's book, written up with beautiful calligraphy, with letters that resembled the script of a Torah scroll. I had it rolled up to look like a Torah scroll with a cloth cover. It was beautiful. So I went to see the Pope. I wanted to hear what he would say about the story I read about him and ask him a few other questions. I told Andriotti that I would be uncomfortable in a room with crosses, so he took care of that. In a previous story here in his memoirs, parenthetically, he tells that Rav Herzog went to see the Pope at the Vatican with his helper, Baruch Duvdevani, and I've heard the story also from Rav Hadari, it's well known, that he said right afterwards, "Mikveh, mikveh, I need a mikveh." Anyway, so he didn't want to go into a room with crosses, so he took care of that. They sent a car for me and drove me there. When I got there, there were some Jordanian Christians in the room with him. When they walked out, I came in. The first thing I did was give him the present. He automatically said Shema Yisrael in Hebrew with the proper pronunciation of the names of Hashem. It blew me away. I have a big mouth. I asked him why the Catholics didn't save more Jews during the Holocaust and mentioned that Paselli, Pope Pius, was an anti-Semite. He was twisting and turning. But he's a very charming man. Another thing I asked him was why they solicit customers. We dissuade people. I call myself the cheap rabbi of Bethlehem, because after all, there's no rabbi closer to Bethlehem than me. Rav Elefant's yeshiva is called Yeshivas Itri. Today it's Baruch Hashem. It's become, once again, a very popular yeshiva. They have a Rosh Yeshiva of Ari Avozer, who I've given over, in Zohar, to give over a lot of his Torah. So the yeshiva is in Beit Safafa, which is near Beis Lechem. So he said, "I'm the chief rabbi of Bethlehem." He used to say, "Why is my yeshiva in Beit Safafa?" So when I say a good svar, nobody can say I stole from anybody else, because Beit Safafa is, you know, out of the way. You ever been there? Anyway, back to our story. He has cancer of the liver, but they keep him alive and he really moves around. I told John Paul what the Blizhiva Rebbe said about him. He said that what he did was no big thing. You have to be human. Then he said, "When he comes to Israel, he'll visit me. God forbid. That's all I need." I spent 45 minutes with him. That's a lot. Afterwards, I got a phone call from the Israeli ambassador to Italy, Pazner. He tells me what a chutzpah to go to the Pope without telling him. He answered him that he's an American citizen and that Pazner has no right to tell him what he's allowed to do and what not allowed to do. And then he hung up. Anyway, the Pope is a sincere man. Many of the other higher Catholic clergy I've known are crooks. And then he names a famous cardinal who was a ganef and an adulterer. He was Mayor Daley's buddy, and mine too. Anyway, that is Rev Elefant's story of meeting the Pope saving the Jewish child. Amazing. And we also had the kashas and the sugya of taking upon yourself in the Ziris Darim Belev. And Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, in the next shir, we will Bli Neder present the Mahalach of Rav Elefant to be Mitaretz Alakashis. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.